with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have to call the weather police and do something about this hot weather. Don Paul is the target right now.
What are you going to do, send him to Atlanta?
No, but I think you go to Chautauqua or you go to Shaw. You notice how I slid in there?
Where I've been and where I'm going.
Going out of town gets you to the Shaw Festival in Chautauqua, both of which are cool places.
Cool in every sense of the word. Lovely places, both on the water. I got up to the Shaw and saw Terence Rattigan's French Without Tears.
Explain that a little bit.
This was Terence Rattigan's first hit. I suppose it probably would be necessary to explain to people who Terence Rattigan even was at this point, but he was a hugely popular English playwright, and French Without Tears was a comedy about a group of Englishmen in France taking French lessons, except that they're terribly, terribly distracted by the marvelously charismatic and flirtatious Diana Lake, who creates a lot of chaos by claiming to be in love with each of them privately.
The battle of the sexes ensue with all men and women.
She's toying with all of them because she's interested in one of them. I'm kind of interested in the role. I'd never seen the play before. It's adorable. But the role was originated by Kay Hammond. Do you remember who that is?
I never have heard of Kay Hammond.
Yes, you have.
I have.
Did you see the film of Blythe Spirit?
Of course.
With Rex Harrison.
Yes.
And Kay Hammond.
I saw Kay Hammond. Did I tell you I saw Kay
She was the original Elvira, and it's a very similar character. That late 30s, early 40s gal who's marvelously charismatic and flirtatious.
And a pal to the hero.
She's a gal who's out for herself, and that's the dilemma. French Without Tears, it's just adorable. Well, another play about a gal who's out for herself is The Millionaires by George Bernard Shaw, which is up at the Courthouse, a smart production with Nicole Underhay as the richest woman in the world, who has exactly opposite man problems. Her father has extracted a deathbed promise that she will only marry a man who can turn a very small amount of money into a very large amount of money in a short amount of time. Yeah, Shakespeare used it in The Merchant of Venice, kind of, but she rises to, she's just odious. She's just like something out of Absolutely Fabulous, only no, exactly out of Absolutely Fabulous.
We were talking about Chautauqua. Chautauqua is a lovely place to go to. I always love sitting on the veranda and having coffee or tea.
I have never done that.
Oh, it's wonderful. Look out over the lake and relax. Enjoy the weather.
I always have a gin and tonic at intermission, but
that's even better.
Seldom a cup of coffee on the veranda, and the lady in question down there is the marvelous playwright Kate Fodor, who wrote 100 Saints You Should Know, which went from Chautauqua to Off-Broadway, and she wrote RX, which went from Chautauqua to Off-Broadway, and now she's coming in with a play called 50 Ways.
To Leave Your Lover?
You kind of got it. It's about a problematic marriage. And Kate Fodor, magnificent master mistress of biting wit. I am so looking forward to this play because I adored RX and 100 Saints You Should Know. That's John at Chautauqua starting on the 20th.
Talking about playwrights, Young Playwrights Festival presented by the American Repertory Theater of Western New York.
They're all under 25. Is it Stefan or Steve? Stefan Brundage, Emily Cutler, Matthew Henderson, whom I know, and Connor Graham. And these are, well, to me, they're kids, but they're getting a chance, full productions of their show, and they're not doing it at the usual ART space. ART's moving anyway, but they're doing down at Canal Side.
Ooh, a popular place, I'll wager.
And great for the summer. Let's get down by the water.
Another way of keeping cool. Ongoing Hair, if you've never seen or heard any of the music from Hair, you probably are asleep in a cave somewhere.
Though, you know, I note that there were young girls sitting behind me, you know, high school age girls, who asked me to explain the play to them at intermission.
The plot.
Well, it's all that famous music, but it is an episodic play. And I realize, you know, to us, it's the music of our youth, but it's closer to the opening of the original production of Shaw's The Millionaires than it is to the present day.
What was it, 1969?
67 it opened off-Broadway, moved on Broadway. But I must say that the music from Hair just endures. From the first number to the last, they've got a very strong cast, smartly directed by Chris Kelly, up at Musical Fair, and I think that young and old will enjoy Hair.
Talking about being outside and enjoying the weather, Richard III by William Shakespeare, the Shakespeare in the Delaware Park series, it closes this week.
Richard III in its final weekend.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.